Right, next up, how many hours a day do you currently work? For most of us, it's a standard 8, but how about moving to a 6-hour day? Sounds good to me. I can even go for 4. Well, Sweden is doing just that, 6 hours a day in a bid to increase productivity and make people happier. The aim is to get more done in a shorter amount of time and ensure people have the time and the energy to enjoy their private lives. So, could a 6-hour working day actually work here? And could you get your job done in 6 hours? Earlier, I spoke to commentators Emma Wolfe and Tina Calder.
I have to say, now, while in principle it sounds like a great initiative, I'd be a little bit sceptical. I mean, at the end of the day, people in the UK and Ireland have been conditioned to work in 8-hour days, and employers recognise that within those 8 hours, a certain amount of time will be spent being unproductive. Making tea, chatting in the restrooms, talking about their weekends, smoking, social media, other distractions. So these aren't going to go away just because we reduce the number of hours people work. So I think that it's a bit of a delusion that it might reduce this, because employers will then be expecting to get their money's worth essentially for the 6 hours. And I suspect that work conditions could end up becoming not only tougher but more goal and target based, which would actually increase stress. And obviously, I think employers do need to find new ways of improving staff morale and health and wellbeing and stuff like that. But I don't believe that reducing the number of hours in the workplace is necessarily the way to do it
okay.
at the moment.
Emma?
No, I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea. I honestly believe that the less time you have, the more focused you become, the more effective you become. You know, busy, productive people are not hanging around doing 8 hours a day in an office. Look at, I don't know, Richard Branson, look at Zuckerberg, look at all these people, they get the job done. And I know for myself, I'm freelance, and having left the sort of corporate office environment a few years ago, I now, if I'm focused, I can do all of my effective work from sort of 8 to 12 in the morning. By midday, I've pretty much done everything I really, really need to do if I have deadlines. And then the rest of it can be admin or whatever. But the point is, when you have to get something done quickly, I really think it focuses the mind. I would be worried if they started cutting people's hours, cutting their pay or whatever. But I think if it gives you more free time to do life things, to spend time with your family, whatever, I think it's a brilliant idea.
I think that certainly you do have a point in relation to freelancers. I'm a freelancer myself and I work a lot quicker and more focused.
Because we're not being paid to hang around.
But that's because I'm conditioned to that. And culturally at the moment in this country, we're not conditioned to working like that. Most people are used to that sort of long drawn out day where they get on.
But Tina, is that just the tradition, the standard, what we're used to, what we've had for years? So any kind of movement from that might seem a bit odd when maybe it might actually work?
We have to start somewhere. I absolutely agree with that. I'm just concerned that to do it in the way that Sweden has done it and have a sweeping sort of let's reduce 2 hours from the day, it might actually have an adverse effect on staff, businesses, families to make such a massive change to the current way of working.
That's a point, Emma. This could cost businesses money. This could be more expensive. And do you think people would do this if to get the 6 hour working day they got paid a little bit less, Emma?
I know, and that's the problem. In terms of logistics and how it's actually going to be implemented, I don't know the answer. And, you know, I would be worried if people who get an hourly rate, for example, suddenly get their wages cut by effectively a quarter, or if factories and all of that stuff. But I think that actually, if you thought about it and did it in a way so people's productivity would increase or stay the same, but they're working less and then maybe doing everybody doing a couple of hours of volunteering work or community, you know, it could be amazing. But Vinny, I was thinking, like, imagine you make your radio program.
Yes.
Imagine if you made it in 3 hours or whatever. I don't know how long how long you have to be in the studio for. You do all your other interviews and pre-records and stuff, and then you have to sit there for another 5 hours. Because having worked in a boring office for 10 years, I can tell you, often that's what happens.
So obviously you've been a very productive member of staff, but not everyone can squeeze what they need to do, you know, into 3 hours of an 8-hour working day.
No, but not three, but six. I mean, honestly, there's so much hanging around the water cooler, and of course that's part of building a team and building a community. But you are, very often, it's presenteeism. You're just sitting there, surfing the internet, doing whatever. And I notice in Sweden, they're going to cut down on all that. They're going to cut down on all the empty time. And I think it makes you feel better.
The empty time is important as well. I think that it's important, especially for people...
At work, Tina, or at home?
Yes, I believe in both respects.
But sure, what's the point in empty time at work if you're not being productive, if you're not actually doing anything?
Because I don't think that you can make a sweeping change to make people more productive. I think that what it will do is it will benefit those who are highly productive already. But we have to accept that not everyone is highly productive. It doesn't mean they shouldn't be in the job. It doesn't mean that they can't do the job efficiently. It just means that they can't do it as quickly as some other people. The other thing as well is, I think that more importantly, and much more importantly than this, is that employers need to invest in health and wellbeing programs within the workplace that increase concentration, reduce stress, and improve their personal life. But imagine if you knock 2 hours a day off everybody's work life. What that happens is people end up rushing home to collect the children because they don't need childcare anymore.
Tina Calder, are you moving around? Your phone is coming and going. Stay wherever you are right now. Freeze and don't move.
I haven't moved.
Yes, go ahead, Emma.
Vinny, what if, I mean, I agree with Tina in terms that it could be disruptive. What if we did it gradually and we did like an hour at the end of the day, everybody went and played, did some sport? That would be team building.
Oh, come on, Emma. Is that realistic?
So good.
We'll give you an hour less of work today, but you have to, it's like being a PE and I'd be looking for a note from my mum.
Exactly. We've got an obesity crisis. We know that. What if we did an hour of sport, everybody together, every single day? That would be a really good way of solving a million different problems in one. You could even have domestic science and cooking classes and healthy eating.
Oh, Emma.
Really make
this
work.
Come on.
It would be exciting.
This is ridiculous.
It does sound lovely, Emma, the idea of it. But is it really practical?
Look how healthy the Swedish are. Look how healthy everybody is.
Do they have an hour of compulsory exercise every day?
Why not?
What they would be better doing is implementing workplace wellbeing programs where they offer...
Tina Calder's moved
like
again.
I haven't.
It's like, have you borrowed Gregory Campbell's phone?
I genuinely haven't moved.
Stay there. I'm going to get Gareth. He's doing nothing anyway. I'll get him to check your phone behind the scenes. Emma, to continue with you, do you think are we getting a bit lazier? Not necessarily just looking at Sweden and reducing the hours a day, but you know, should we not know that when you're at work for 8 hours, you've got to work for 8 hours and not just do bits and pieces and stretch it out over the day?
Listen to me. No one can work. Flat out for 8 hours. Most people, most of my friends that work in offices, simply don't have enough work. I mean, anyway, the brain can't work flat out for 8 hours.
You're right. Yeah, I work with Gareth, I know rightly.
Does he work for 8 minutes a day?
Well, that's about it, Jess. He's already in there with his feet up having a cigar.
Well, I've seen videos of you running around Northern Ireland interviewing dogs and stuff. But listen, no one can work flat out for 8 hours a day. But, you know, we all need downtime. But honestly, that people don't have enough work that will fill 8 hours in an office. And there are creative solutions we could do with a couple of the other hours. I really think that doing something like community work all together would be amazing. It'd be absolutely brilliant.
Tina, Emma does have a point there, and there are other elements like family life, even just having more time to spend with our family. Would it not be worth it just to get that?
But remember that a lot of people who have children who are working full time are putting those kids into childcare, they're going to family, they're going to friends. Those kids are going to be deprived of that outside life. Those kids would then not have the extra influences of their friends, their cousins, their, you know, other people in their lives, because people would be rushing home to collect them 2 hours early. I actually think that we have to look at this in a holistic way. While there is a lot of benefits from trying to focus people and get them really concentrating on the work that they're trying to do and be fulfilled by the work that they're doing, I think we also have to really look at what adverse effects it's going to have. I mean, look at what will happen is, if this was implemented, for example, in the UK within the next year, you would have an influx of work for self-employed, contractors, freelancers, all of that. But what then happens is that the work gets pushed on to those people who are not necessarily part of
the other way to look at this is the 6 hours a day. Obviously, you're trying to make people more productive, but because then, say, for example, your wage bill might be lower, people wouldn't necessarily work from 9 until 3 o'clock. It might be more of a rotation of shifts. But look,
they might be forced to take a second job.
Possibly, but there might be more productivity because they can do more in those hours and they have more time for other people.
It's a massive problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Emma Wolf, thank you very much. Tina Calder, thank you as well.
Thank